Yeah, I think we all at some point have gone through a certain type of change in our life, and I think COVID-19 has presented itself with many changes. Society, our families, going to work, being able to go to work. A lot of frustration comes along with that. Fear of what's to come, fear financially. Those feelings themselves turn into and can turn into stronger emotions. Anxiety, anger are two that come to my mind. I encourage a lot of individuals when I'm working with them to let's identify the feeling and let's do something with it. So that's talking about it, validating how we're feeling, acknowledging it. A lot of individuals are, in a sense, presenting with a level of grief, the loss of something. We don't have to necessarily lose someone to experience grief. So the loss of, you know, being able to see family members. We just all celebrated a holiday with Easter, and I know for myself, experiencing that with my family over the computer was different, and again, a change that I had to adjust to. When we think about what we can do, obviously we need to speak up. We need to speak out. The feeling felt and just having that feeling, we need to talk about the feeling. We need to actually allow ourselves to process that information differently. In doing so, we allow ourselves time for self-care. Taking care of ourselves is very important. A lot of it kind of goes back to the basics, you know, diet, exercise, identifying what we're eating, if it's nice out. Obviously, we have a kind of a restriction as to how close we can get to other people, but that does not mean we can't get outside in our own yards, spend some time in the garden. Ways in which we communicate now, they might be a little bit different, right? So we're using things like Zoom or Skype or WhatsApp, just a few applications. But I think getting back to maybe some older ways of communication, writing some letters. I mean, we have postcards. Get those out and we can start to communicate pen and paper. Getting back to your initial question, when we think of feelings, frustration and fear at this point are really high in a lot of the individuals that I'm meeting with here in the clinic, yeah.